Welcome to the streets of Cork. I'm walking along Princes Street, which is in the middle of the island in Cork. The island is not called Little Island in my head. It's actually the very center of the city in Cork is an island, much like in Paris, Ile de la Cité is in the center of Paris. It's where Notre Dame is, and the Cathedral of Notre Dame is, and there are a whole lot of little bridges, well, a number of little bridges, I can't remember how many, off Ile de la Cité in Paris. In Cork, there are many bridges to the north and to the south off the island, and I am just walking, in effect, off the island. The reason I'm talking at all is because many years ago in Cork, a tragedy happened, and I got very upset about it, and I recorded a podcast about it in the English Market, Cork's premier tourist attraction in the centre of the city. A covered market that is special in Ireland, and a diamond for Cork, or a pearl, whichever you'd prefer to call it. By the way, I'm walking over Parliament Bridge now. The bridge was built in 1806, and it feels like it's in 1806, and there's a weir below me on the left, and one channel of the River Lee in Cork is underneath me, and I'm going to turn left heading for my car. So back to the story of today. The tragedy that really upset me many years ago was that a table was taken from where it had been and was when I arrived there, and taken somewhere else, and the spot where it sat was, as a consequence, destroyed for me. In the English Market upstairs, there was a big table around which you could sit maybe 8 people, and in the centre of the table was always a big kind of a bowl, a wooden bowl, in which there were lorries passing me, or big cars passing me. And this table became my favourite place in Cork. I hung out there a lot. I did a lot of writing there. I did a lot of listening to other people's conversations there. I did a lot of chatting with strangers there. It was my home base in the centre of the city. And for reasons that I won't bore you with, that I can really only speculate. Anyway, the table was moved by the business that owned the space, that owned the table, and for me it broke my heart, so much so that I remember proclaiming a lament for the table, which is to be found somewhere in my podcasting collection on Audioboo. But that goes back about at least 4 years now. And I've stayed away from the English Market upstairs. I've gone into the English Market loads of times downstairs, but I've stayed away from being upstairs, looking down on everything, until this morning, really. And this morning I had a great meeting and conversation with somebody there, and it was poignant for me because it brought back the memories of the times I used to spend so much time there. And it was so poignant. I felt moved, and I still feel moved by the experience, but I loved it. I loved being back there, I have to say. I wasn't able to sit where I used to sit. No one can sit where I used to sit, because that area has been destroyed, if you like, and taken away, and it's now, a paltry relic of its previous past. But the key thing is that I did reconnected with what a great space it is, looking down on the English Market from above, and how wonderful it is to have conversation with somebody there. I've got lots of other possible conversation places in Cork, lots of them, and I've recorded in a lot of different places, but there is something remarkable and memorable about the English Market, and I've experienced it this morning. Now, I've seen and said hello to the owner of the restaurant upstairs, Kay, who's the owner of it, and it was nice to meet her again and to say hello to her. I haven't actually spoken with her in at least 4 years, And that was good. So I reckon I have to just let go. I reckon that, you know, there's a time in life when you have to let go a regret and a sadness and just suck it up. And I feel that now is the day that I have to give up on my... I will never give up on my regrets, I have to say. I think it's absolutely certain that I will never stop regretting the loss or the absence of that table. It was just had... It was too much, too deep in my affection. But I do have to not let it influence my behavior in future. And I will in future be spending some time in the English market. I will be doing that. Upstairs, drinking coffee and meeting people there. And making recordings from up there. So, there's a time in life when you just have to accept that change is irreversible. It's Paul O'Mahony saying thanks a million for listening to me. I've re-